A choice between freedom and chaos, that's according to Kamala Harris, who is now being described as the presumptive presidential nominee for the Democratic Party for November's election against Donald Trump in the United States. She held her first campaign rally in Milwaukee, the same city where Mr. Trump was confirmed as the Republican nominee at their convention last week. Speaking to a crowd of around 3,000, Ms. Harris went on the offensive against Mr. Trump, criticizing how the former U.S. president's campaign is being funded.
So Donald Trump is relying on support from billionaires and big corporations, and he is trading access in exchange for campaign contributions. A couple months ago, y'all saw that a couple months ago at Mar-a-Lago, he literally promised big oil companies, big oil lobbyists, he would do their bidding for $1 billion in campaign donations. On the other hand, we are running a people-powered campaign. We just had some breaking news. We just had the best 24 hours of grassroots fundraising in presidential campaign history.
Kamala Harris, well, she entered the race just hours after President Joe Biden announced his withdrawal from the contest. So has it thrown the whole thing wide open? Jackie Fox got the views of former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on RTE's US politics podcast, States of Mind.
The Harris campaign is in a frenzy trying to figure out its path forward, its logistical operation. And similarly, on the Republican side, the Trump campaign is doing the exact same thing. It's trying to figure out what attacks work, how to reframe the debate. But that's why I'm saying I think fundamentally this campaign has been upended, and both sides are now rallying, you know, kind of retreating, figuring out what works and how to adjust. And then I think whoever gets there first is where. Is going to be significant, meaning as soon as, despite Kamala Harris being the vice president, most Americans really don't know much, if anything, about her. So how soon she defines herself and how soon the Trump campaign defines itself are going to be critical.
That's Sean Spicer there. Well, we are delighted to welcome to studio longtime friend of Morning Ireland, Bob Schmuel, Professor of American Studies at the University of Notre Dame in Indiana in the United States. Bob, you're very welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you and good morning.
It's great to see you. It has been quite the 10-11 days in US politics. Kamala Harris, she's now expected to be the Democratic Party's nominee. Do you think that development has blown this race wide open?
Oh, I think it has. Coming in here today, the thought occurred to me that the Democrats were like a car in neutral. They were stuck and they couldn't move. And now, as we just heard, the fundraising is going gangbusters. She herself is finding her voice. And I think that it has radically changed the race. Going into really this week, Donald Trump seemed to have the advantage of the narrative. His story was getting across. He was landing blows against the Biden administration. Now he is desperately trying to find his way into the news cycle. And he immediately used his social media to refer to her as dumb as a rock, which I think is a questionable way to welcome an opponent into a race. I think it will offend women, for example. And most recently, he has now asked the major networks for, quote, equal time, because Joe Biden is going to give an address tonight from the Oval Office. So we see a number of things happening, too early to make any call whatsoever, but it has certainly made the race more interesting.
What does she have to do, Bob? Who does she have to convince in the weeks and months ahead? Is it the same people that Trump has to convince to vote for him?
I'll share with you one statistic, and I'm not a numbers guy at all. But the most recent polling would suggest that there are about 4% uncommitted in the United States. That's not a vast number at all. What I think Kamala Harris has to do is to energize the Democratic base in almost the same way that Donald Trump has energized the Republican base. Until Sunday, when Joe Biden made the announcement that he would not go forward, the Democrats were pretty much sitting on their hands, and key groups in particular were doing that. By that I mean young people, people of color, and others. Just rank-and-file Democrats were not happy. And we saw it in all the polls. As many as 70% of Democrats did not want Joe Biden to be at the top of the ticket. So that this was like a jolt of electricity. I think it is up to her to use that. Let's face it, this is her introduction to the world of presidential politics. The focus will be on her. And how she plays out these next few days and weeks will be very critical in how people perceive her. From the speech yesterday in Milwaukee that we just heard a clip from, I think it became apparent that she is going to play both offense and defense. And the theme is emerging. It is the prosecutor against the felon. And that was her remarks about Donald Trump got the most applause and
the debate
reaction.
In September will be interesting, won't it?
It will be, if there is a debate. And I say that for this reason, that he had accepted, and it was to be set up and aired on ABC and then given to other outlets. But now he is saying he does not want ABC involved. He wants Fox News to be the carrier of the debate. So that it could have been Donald Trump just trying to find a way to get on the front pages of the papers. This is his lifelong ambition, never to wake up without seeing himself on the front page of every newspaper in the world. But in this case, he was saying, I don't think I should do that unless Fox does it. We'll see. Do I think there will be a debate? Yes. I think it'll be important. But I think what all of us should be looking at is, how is she going to introduce herself? And will she be successful in making the argument that America does not need another 4 years of Donald Trump? And can she make the argument that what the Biden administration has done in the last 3.5 years is worthy of re-election?
I want to ask you just finally, because the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he's expected to address US Congress today. Kamala Harris won't be there for that. Do you expect her to continue with Joe Biden's unwavering support for Israel?
She is on record as saying that what is happening in Gaza is a humanitarian catastrophe. That phrase elicited a number of critical comments from even Democrats as going a step or two beyond the line. I think that she will play this very carefully, but we all should remember that this address, his fourth one, he now breaks the record for the number of speeches to a joint session from a foreign leader. But this one was strictly the invitation of the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And he was doing it to divide the Democrats even more over the issue of Israel and the war in Gaza. Chuck Schumer, the Senate leader, majority leader, was very slow to sign the invitation because he could see it was a trap. And now Netanyahu has to speak to both houses of Congress. He also has to say it in a way that appeals to his ultra-nationalist government. So that in a way he is saying, oh, peace would be great and America would help us in that direction. But he is on very thin ice at home and has to calculate every word that he speaks.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in to see us this morning. Good to see you, Bob Schmuel, Professor of American Studies at the University of Notre Dame in the United States.